This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
So I got some results
that was
back.
Gross. You can actually hear that.
Lummy.
Did you listen to that music, Lummy, by the way, before you?
We're professional broadcasters, Lummy. And I'm getting ready to talk about my knee. Lummy, my knee.
Yeah, Lummy, his knee, Lummy.
My knee.
His knee.
Oh my God.
Oh my
yes.
God. Oh my.
How to lose acorn field, buddy.
What do we got here? What do we got? That sounds like a potential belt ceremony to me. Look what we got. Lummy, go over there and grab that belt.
Clap those hand sanitizers.
Let me know when you have the belt
now,
in your
Seth, back. That makes it look even worse.
Good. My lawyer is coming in at 8.
Let me know when you have the belt, Lummy.
I got the belt.
Now, Lummy, look to your right and hand the belt to the rightful owner. Seth Kushner for taking a great acorn and a supercell high job. Wow. And he didn't know it was coming. That's a goddamn heat reversal.
Are we in Montreal?
Yes. This is Montreal. This is the tamper screw job, Lummy.
Am I the champ?
You are the champ.
You're damn right I'm the champ.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Thank you.
And Lummy, the reason why, do you understand, Lummy? This is old school. This is like Bruno Sammartino teaching the young boy the territory. Can I tell you why you worked good enough to get the strap with a double acorn and a reverse acorn on Seth? But do you know why I took it away from you and gave it to him?
Yeah, because he's your favorite.
Well, that's one of them.
Oh, okay.
But two, Lummy, you didn't remember we talked about what the pickup point was where to you to go over and organically start acorning him?
Your MRI.
No, my knee. And so, Lummy, I brought up my knee. You're not doing nothing. I had to go, Lummy, my knee. You're not doing nothing. I had to go, Lummy, my knee. And then, I'm so okay, yeah. And then you acorned him. If you just, what are you looking for?
Oh, I was just writing down Seth in the book.
Oh, as the list of champions?
Yeah.
This belt smells, Lummy. How long did you have it?
1 second.
Mm.
Does it have a tinge to it?
There might be a tinge.
Lummy, you pulled off the work. You pulled off the work and the angle wonderfully. But
it seemed a little aggressive.
Vince doesn't have to tell the guy at the gorilla position, okay, go out the curtain. Okay, go.
Hey, Bubba.
Okay, run. Go. You're supposed to go. What?
What did you work out with Lummy? Because he got, you know, I don't know what happened. I'll have to see probably the replay in the video. There goes my mayoral run into 2028. But Lummy almost seemed like he jumped.
St. Pete, board of directors.
Yeah, Lummy almost seemed like he jumped up and like his, like, right, almost got my face.
So I had talked, when you were in during, when you're going making urine.
Yes.
During the hot mic.
Which I'm never leaving again, by the way.
And so you had just talked about some kind of nonsense and then you walked out.
Oh, you're the Bears. We're talking about the Bears.
Yeah, and you walk out very flamboyantly like you do and lead a trail of flamboyance with yourself. And so it's just Lummy and I looking at each other and seeing your flamboyantness. And I go, hey, Lummy, are you tired of getting acorn? I said, when Seth gets back, when we go on the air, I'm going to do a so we're having this conversation. I'm going to do a stamps endorsement. And then I'm going to segue into my knee. At that point, as soon as you hear me talking about my knee, go and just start giving him an acorn, and it'll flip him out. It'll be great. I didn't even tell him if you do that, that'd probably be such a big pop. You'd get the bell.
Were there any second thoughts because we had such a great stamps commercial because Lummy played devil music?
No, that just shows you how brilliant we are. We closed that one out. Then I had a high spot set up. But my guy didn't take. I mean, I'm trying to hot tag him in. So Blitz, how many my knees did I have to go through before he finally picked up on the
That was a couple, and I threw a couple in too as well.
Yeah, Lummy, did you forget? Lummy, what did we talk about during the hot mic? What was the exact word spoken out of my gorilla mic?
Dick, 1916, 2,000 bits.
Thank you, Dick, 1916.
What did I say?
Lummy, I want you to imitate me like a lot of people do. Okay.
All right.
But Lummy.
What?
Hey, Lummy.
What?
Listen there. Listen there.
I'll be Lummy, okay?
Listen, Lummy, we're going to do a stamps.com. All right, promo code Bubba. Bubba, you know, Bubba, me, my. Yeah. Well, listen, when Seth,
I'm drowning like I'm gasping for water. God dang, you even do me dumb. Do me better.
All right. Lummy. Yeah, Lummy.
What?
Hey, listen, when Seth comes back in, I want you to, say knee. And when I do knee, we talk about a knee after stamps. I want you to acorn him real good. Real good. Get it in there, kid. You know what I mean? Get it.
Okay, so after you say knee?
Yeah. After you say knee, you're dumb. God, you're dumb. Correct yourself.
What?
Correct yourself now.
This might be a new segment. Lummy channeling Bubba. Like this.
It's a robot Bubba, yeah. But it's working.
Lummy, you're more funnier at me than yourself, buddy.
Thank you.
No, you're supposed to imitate. Mom,
shut up, Lummy.
Lummy, how about, like, for the next 10 minutes, we do, like a show reversal, and you be me, and I'll be you, and Anna can be Seth. And
oh, my
Seth,
God.
And Seth can be Anna.
No.
Come on, that would be fun. Lummy, you be me. You, Blitz, be me. Because there's so much of me, you guys can both. So you and Blitz be me. Anna is Seth, and Seth is Anna. Who can I be? Oh, I'm you, Lummy. I'm you.
Hey, stop. You see Anna over there? Look at her. Look at her. Little.
Yeah, horsey bitch.
Yeah, her little.
God, this ain't working out. Yeah, this ain't working out. Anna sucks at impersonations.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm going to start doing Asian chick.
Anna.
Yeah, I'm really bad.
Anna's horrible.
I know. Wait, are you doing Lummy or you?
I'm doing myself. I think I'm doing me as the guy that's in charge around here.
We had a good thing going, I think, just with Lummy being Bubba. I don't think we were all ready confusing to be each other, you know?
Yeah, that's just too much.
Lummy's just the talent today.
Lummy, you just need to be me. You just need to be me.
Bubba, did you tell him to get aggressive with the acorning?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay.
I said, well, I mean, Lummy, why don't you go ahead and tell him what I said? Like, I mean, go ahead.
Lummy, make sure you get it in there. Grab it in there. Like, just stuff it in. Make him in the corner.
Lummy,
uncomfortable.
I didn't say stuff. Lummy, I didn't say stuff.
Don't let him out. Don't let him out. He's done it to you for 6 months. Remember that. Anger. Get that anger in there.
You said that, Bubba?
Lummy.
The hell?
I think this is almost therapy for Lummy. I think this is him getting to be me and what he has to go through. I think it's almost like reverse therapy.
Yeah.
It almost is.
You might be right.
I did say, get it in there, Lummy. Don't try to let him warm out. Like, trap him in there. Really get him good.
I didn't, Bubba, I was, let me tell you, I'm still a little rattled from it.
So am I. I mean, well, he was really thrusting.
Yeah,
hard.
You saw it was a lot.
You took, I mean, the belt's also somewhat of a conditional settlement as well. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
That's tough to take.
Well, I feel like I've had a good week. I showed up every day. So, you know, what more can you ask for?
And I mean, that's a tough high spot to take.
Like, that is, yeah. You know, yeah, you made me take one, you know, right in the center, and I will. I like Matt Riddle. I'll do what's best for business.
Right. Sometimes but it was a little bit of a mental spud.
Yeah, my daughter had to see that, and I got to go home and explain to her that Daddy gets paid more when he takes an acorning.
But if you were to be honest with your daughter, Daddy likes to give the acorns though too. Daddy has given his.
Well, I can't. Right, you know, right now my daughter's got a thing at school where she's been getting in trouble for aggressively hugging her friends, and that's in this, you know,
real.
Yes, and acorning is how I show my love to Lemmy. So I don't want to get. I don't want to teach her anything
well,
new.
Well, I mean, you're a touchy feely dad, and as I am, like I'm always hugging my kid and stuff like that, and so does that make your kid a hugger? And hugging's bad now.
No, my daughter, she just has a lot of love when she gets around her friends. I don't like, I'm not ever trying to touch her or anything like that.
No, not her.
Yeah.
But you're an affectionate, touchy family like I am. Like, we hug and we, you know,
pew,
we
pew.
Like.
I try, yeah. She's, yeah.
And that makes kids think that that's okay. And it is okay. But I guess in today's society, you can't be affectionate.
Well, it's just, I guess there's a, kids can be so affectionate, it becomes aggressive. You know, even as a 3-year-old girl, I guess I'm learning.
Man,
so,
not in our in the world we lived in. I mean, remember, there was never such things as people.
You're right.
Being aggressive.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it was. I guess it's a funny thing to hear from your teacher that your kid's hugging her friends too hard.
Right. Like that would like when I was growing up, that wouldn't be a problem at all. She's a hugger.
Yeah.
Watch out for what you know. She's a hugger. She likes to hug.
If that's the worst thing, I'll take it.
I'd be like, okay. I know that girl's a hugger. See that kid over there? He's a little off. He isn't quite all there. He's a little slow. See that one over there? He's mean as hell. I mean, that's how our teachers would be like. See that one over there? They'd point to like Harold Marcellette. He went to school with me. He is trouble. He already threw a rock through the threw a rock this weekend and went through the window. Like there was kids that were mean.
Yeah.
There was kids that were smelly. There were kids that were clean. There were kids that were rich. There were kids that liked to hug. There were kids that were gay. You know, just. Everybody's all kids have certain little things, and back in the day, it wasn't a big deal.
Well, you know what? We're all snowflaked out, Bubba.
We are. So, Lummy, I wanted to give the strap to you for your performance, but I can't remind you 3 times of the hot tag. Do you know how stupid that looks? Here I am on the apron trying to hot tag you in. You're looking to the the 500 level for your parents.
Yeah, sorry, Bubba. Sorry, Seth.
It's all right,
so
Lemmy.
I did get an interesting. Now, Lemmy, we're talking about my knee. So, see, Bubba, he's the fat kid. That's what the teachers would point to me.
Oh.
No, they didn't. So, Lemmy, I'm going to talk about my knee, but I don't want you to rub your. Like, we're just going into that topic now. This isn't a high spot deal, okay?
Okay.
So, my doctor calls me yesterday for my knee. The knee specialists and ortho surgeons and everybody read the MRI, you know, films and to see what's wrong with it. And do you know what they think caused it? And I think they're dead on. And I usually want to tell doctors, like, you know, if they have some kind of stupid theory other than just like full blown surgery that, you know, there's no, like, it's dumb.
That you hurt your knee from playing high school football?
Nope. I have had, in the last, like, 6 months, I've had really bad left knee pain. Inside, the inside part and the lower, you know, that lower cartilage kind of deal. And to the point where I can hardly walk until my knee gets warmed up. Like, until I've walked, like, a little bit, I walk like Fred Sanford. And it's been getting progressively worse and worse. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. And so I went and got an MRI. And they read the films. And you know what they said?
Too much CrossFit.
No.
Oh.
Too much Monster.
Nope. And Blitz, since I moved in my sister's, I don't know if you noticed or not, but I used to wear tennis shoes to work. And I've been wearing flip-flops now.
Oh, come on.
No, don't say that.
Hold on. I've been wearing flip-flops now since I moved into Terra's like in April. Whenever I officially moved in.
Right.
And since I moved, when I lived at the other place, I kind of pretty much wore my tennis shoes. And starting at Terrace, I've really been just a big flip-flop guy.
Yep.
Like, I never wear anything other than flip-flops. And so my doctor says, you have started wearing flip... They're blaming it on the flip-flops because the flip-flops have no arch support, which causes you your gait and your and the way you walk and stand on your feet to be different, and it strains the inside of your knee to the point they think, Seth, that that's what it is.
Wait, is you so wear flip-flops 24/7?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much.
You need to start wearing Crocs.
And so, Blitz, I had to go down to Happy's Feet Plus. And Blitz, so I had to stand
that
on
that for,
this.
Like, orthopedic shoes?
Yes. So I went down there, and
I added stand to your shopping list.
Whoa.
Oh, hold on. Don't add nothing to my shopping list, bitch. Because I didn't order nothing.
Enable this feature by saying, turn on follow-up mode.
Enable this feature by not ordering what you're going to order
for me. Well, take two pairs,
yeah.
Please.
Do not
order. You're getting some Crocs. You're getting
Alexis.
New pairs of shoes.
Alexis.
Something with the Lightning logo, preferably.
Alexis.
Size 14 camo Crocs.
Hey,
order immediately.
Alexis.
Alexa.
I think it's
Bubba, just let it happen.
Stripper at the dollhouse.
Just let it happen.
Alexis.
Alexa.
Please. She answers to Alexis, too, okay? Alexis, watch. Hey, now you got me screwed up, Anna.
It's not her name.
I know it, but
yeah,
it's it is a stripper name, and I want if my smart device will answer to a stripper name, then how smart is she at the end of the day? Hey, Alexis. She answers, by the way. Cancel my order, my Amazon order that you are trying to order for me. And what was it going to be? Hello? Hey, Alexis. Do I have a... She just turns off.
Because you're not calling her the right name.
Because we got the orders already locked in. Let it happen, Spongo.
Hey, Alexa. What's my current Amazon order?
I didn't find any open orders
Perfect.
For Bubba. If you're waiting for a delayed package, you can check its status at your orders page on Amazon.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Are you going to get, like, those compression socks, too?
No. So listen to me. So I go down to Happy's Feet Plus, and I go, okay. My doctor said I'm having big time knee issues, and it's the fact that so my doctor asked me to ask for like the ortho inserts or something like that. So guy goes, okay, well you got to stand over on this machine.
Oh no.
On the scale.
Yeah. And so you stand on this machine and it measures how much weight is on what part of your foot, and it goes from white to purple, like purple being like a level 5,000 thunderstorm that's coming in, right?
Yeah. And it's like radar.
And red being kind of heavy, but purple being, you know, semi-type loads. And so you stand on it, and this big computer screen comes up, and the guy says, wow, that's a lot of compression.
Is that like a low-key way of calling you fat?
Yeah.
From Bubba, get some industrial shoes, fat ass.
What'd you just say?
Get some industrial shoes, fat ass.
There's no way that she said that.
She doesn't like you calling her Alexis.
Hey, Alexis, leave. Shut up. Don't speak to me again. I hate you. Be quiet. Turn off. Hey, Alexis, turn off.
Alexis, pull out the Knox.
So I go and stand on this thing, and it comes up on the computer screen, and it's like the whole thing's purple. Like the whole, like my entire footprint, like all of it's purple, pretty much. And he goes, "Wow, that's a lot of resistance." And I go, "Okay." He goes, "Well, let me go." So he goes back there and he finds these inserts that I'm supposed to start putting in, you know, my shoes and stuff like that. And I'm supposed to wear shoes. So he goes, "My doctor did suggest that I look at some Brooks tennis shoes."
Oh no!
So I go, "Hey, can you show me the Brooks men's tennis?" He goes, "Oh God, okay." He takes me over here, and I'm like, "These look like they're straight from the Villages. There's
no way.
He's like, "Well, the Brooks are the real good brand for people that have a blah, 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 blah." I'm like,
"It's not about style anymore, Bubba. It's about support."
So hold on. So I buy the inserts, which I'm going to start putting in my shoes. And so he goes, "You like flip-flops, right?" And I go, "I love flip-flops, but I can't wear them anymore." He goes, "Well, they make arch support flip-flops."
Yeah, they do.
"And they're right over here." And I go, "Okay, so does that mean I can kind of still wear flip-flops, but now I got these arch support willies, which might help what I'm supposed to be doing here?" He's like, "Yeah." So he takes me over to this flip-flop division, these arch support flip-flops, and I start strapping them on, and they just don't, they all look like either Jesus sandals, or they look, God, this would have been funny too. I should have been taping this. Or they look like I'm at the Villages. And I go, "Man, I can't be wearing these. I'm looking like..." So I finally found a pair, Lummy, that they got a kind of an old guy, I work at the Villages feel, but they kind of also look like the slip-ons that the young kids are wearing now.
Like the slides?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like a cool old guy now.
Hold on.
You were going to wear socks with them?
Yeah. Because he's an athlete.
Here they are. These are my flip-flops.
Oh.
No.
Those are slides. Those aren't flip-flops.
Yeah.
I know, but... like they got arch support in here, and
they look comfortable.
But I, now,
can
hold
we
on,
slap Lummy
those
with
are nice.
It?
You can like get those polished up and everything.
But what I'm saying is, listen to me. Hold on. What I was saying is, I told the dude, I go, "This is borderline okay, or this is Villages," and my people might clown me. And he goes, "No, these actually younger people wear these."
No, they don't. No, Bubba,
they don't.
They look like great.
Bubba, do you think that like women look at your footwear and decide whether or not they want to bang you? What are you so concerned about
now?
You're 54 years old.
On.
It's all about support now.
But I don't want to be the guy that you look at and he's got obvious support shoes on.
You are, though, now.
But I don't want to be that guy.
Do you want to be the guy with the walker?
It's too late.
You got a limp now. These are your options.
I think, Seth, that with these, let me just model them for you.
And by the way, you're asking the Happy Feet guy. You're talking to him like he's a doctor. Your doctor just told you to get out of flip-flops and sandals. Now you're getting back in them just because the Happy Feet guy said other people are wearing them.
No, my doctor said, "Go get you some inserts," which I got, "and then some Brooks tennis shoes." Well, I'm not buying the Brooks tennis shoes because they literally look like something my grandpa would wear. They're the worst. They're the worst.
Socks.
I will not wear.
Were they comfortable?
I didn't even try them on. They look
so.
Come
on, man.
Looked like something like the guys on.
Since when did you ever start caring about fashion?
Who are the nerds on the Big Bang Theory? Looked like the Big Bang Theory guys would have them on. It's ridiculous.
Did they not match with your Bubba shirts or something?
No, they were just awful. Let me send me a link to Brooks men's tee. The worst.
What, they didn't have, I mean, like, no Adidas or anything?
No, these are all
old people's shoes?
Yes.
Like Reeboks? Like those white Reeboks?
They're worse than that.
No.
And so I didn't buy, so my doctor tells me, buy inserts and these Brooks tennis shoes. Well, I didn't buy the Brooks tennis shoes. The guy at Happy Feet Plus, because I walked in there with flip-flops. So he's like, I'm saying I love flip-flops. And he goes, "Well, you know, with your arch issue, we do have flip-flops that have arch support. Now, they're only going to last about a year because you'll smash them down." But if I can get a year out of these.
You know what I think part of the problem was, too? Your old house. You'd walk around bare feet in your old house.
Oh, they're Velcro?
I look like I'm special. That's what. This is what they want. Seth, help me out here. I can't wear you know I can't wear those, buddy. Burn me a timeout, friend.
I will.
$30. Holy crap.
I'll say everything that you've said about them are true.
I can't wear those.
Those are stylish.
It's over. I'm not going to be able to have sex with Reagan with those.
It's easy to get off.
I wonder if a chick's ever. Do you think a chick's ever looked at a dude's shoes like that and goes, I'm out. I can't do this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
Brady's finally being told that's it. You know he knows Chuck Pagano.
But listen, for all you Bucks fans, I just want to emphasize, don't think that we played, you know, ass bucket team. I mean, this is a really good team.
Another 4-1, you know, you are your record is.
Yeah.
Defense stepped up and made a stop at the end of the night.
A little concerned. My Packers are, you know, in this.
You're concerned?
I'm concerned just because, you know. They're in the same division. Packers could. These are probably going to be the guys we fight it out for the division.
You mean for the NFC Championship?
No.
The Bears.
Yeah, for the conference.
Oh, okay.
The Bucks aren't ass buckets like they used to be. I mean, the Bears aren't ass buckets like they used to be.
If the Bears defense shows up, they're okay. I mean, Nick Foles looked like Nick Foles last night, but
better than Trubisky.
And Nick Foles.
Almost.
He's saying, "Damn."
Is on the winning end of his matchup with Tom Brady yet again.
Yeah, it looks like Brady lost the down.
In his head.
He was thinking it was third down. That can happen when you clock.
Somebody needs to tell Nick Foles that you know, 80s cheese mustache ain't, you know, probably.
Yeah, right. It looks, yeah, you tell him.
Yeah,
I'll still mushroom stamp you. He's huge.
How big is Foles?
From what they say, it's like 9 soft.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
6'5".
Huh. From what they say, where are you reading? Like, what circles are you traveling
Bubba,
in?
Are you seriously don't know his nickname? You don't know Nick Foles' nickname?
No.
Of course he does.
No, I do not.
All right,
D Nick.
It's Big D Nick.
No, for real.
Yes.
No, like not
yes.
just.
And he's a good Christian.
I know Bubba's pretending like he doesn't know that.
Blitz, yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that his name was Big D Nick.
Yes. 9-inch Nick, Big D Nick. I mean, that's.
Now, is that just like amongst us, or is that
no.
like in the whole, like if, you know, if I would Google Big D
yes.
Nick.
It's a lot of players have talked about it.
Yeah, it started when he was with the Eagles. I Googled it.
Well, what's it? Let me, rather than send it to me and make me read it, let's have you read this particular article, okay?
Oh boy.
Ready? What do you mean, oh boy?
It's got a lot of words.
What do you mean, oh boy?
Not enough.
Is it English? Is it written in Hebrew?
Yeah, it's just a lot. I was trying to scroll through. There's a lot of like weird
nicknames. Like letters and stuff, yeah. Well,
Lummy, what's it say? What's the headline say? Lummy, what's the headline say?
How did Big D Nick get his prerogative?
What?
Prerogative?
Prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
What is it? Isn't it prerogative?
No.
Prerogative.
Provocative?
Prerogative.
No, provocative.
Provocative.
There you go.
Say it again.
Provocative.
You won the lottery.
Now
thank
read
you.
It from the top. Read it
How
from
did
the...
Big D Nick get his prerogative nickname?
Prerogative.
Provocative. God.
prerogative.
Listen, it's a long day.
Not long night. Nothing.
He bowled last night. He bowled. It was a bowl night.
I want you to read. I want you to read the headlines. You know, correctly, please.
How did Big Nick? How did Big D Nick?
Hold on, take it from the top, Lummy.
Lummy, settle down. I know that you have alcohol poisoning right now. Settle down. Let's see if we can get a nice, clean one, okay? As if we were doing a big time recording session, okay? Lummy reads the headlines. Action.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative email?
Email?
I give up. There's an easier headline. Can I read it?
No, Lummy.
Did you get into that weed ski last night?
Lummy, we're not going to pick the easier headline. We're going to pick the better headline of the two, okay? Now, please, Lummy, it's a lot riding on this. You're a big-time co-star now. You're just not some schlep boy.
Says a Prozite.
And you're an official spokesperson for Prozite. I mean, Lummy, there's a lot going on in the Lummy world, and this is just the natural progression of is being able to write big time headlines and when I can actually throw a story over to you. It's just the natural progression of being a big time co-host. You're already doing commercials. You already got personal appearances. Now, you know,
shirts and buffs with the space on.
Yeah, you got your merchandise and shirts and your own series, and this is just a continuation of me being able to throw a little story over to you and knock it out of the park. Okay, so let's go with the headline of this particular story and action.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
E nickname and provocative. I don't know.
Are you? Do you have a drink? Well, let
are
me
you
take
dehydrated
a
dehydrated of the brain?
No.
Is your brain dehydrated?
Yes. All right.
I don't think a sip of water is going to change this stupidity.
Old Gatorade.
But what happened at bowling last night? Did he have like a Long Island iced tea, a mind eraser?
I think he could have gotten 14 hours of restful REM and still not be able to pronunciate this particular deal.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
Lummy, you're doing well, but it's not provocative.
Can you sound it out, maybe?
Sound the word out before you read it. Go ahead, sound it out. What is it?
Provocative.
There you go.
Nice.
One more time.
Provocative.
See, there you go.
Now,
perfect.
All together as a word.
Provocative.
We can do this. Take 17 and action.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
Lummy, it's in your head now, kid. It's in your head. It's in your head. Let's get through it.
The only thing in his head.
And the only thing in your head, Lummy, is the stupidity of a sentence. No. Lummy. It has to. Part of being correct is that it's smooth and it flows and it's not like, you know, it's a speaking spell. You're talking like a speaking spell, buddy. It has to be like we're having a conversation. Take 18 and action.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
Again, it's like a speaking, you're like speaking spell. I mean, can't you be conversationalist about it? Like, how did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
Yeah.
Like, to see how good that, I don't even have it in front of me and I just nailed it.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
We're about halfway there. A little bit more, better flow, and we got it. And take 20.
How did Big D Nick?
Make it flow, cuzzo.
Yeah, we still got to get to the part where you read the story about the shower scene.
How did Big D Nick get his provocative nickname?
I give up.
Now you know what Cave had to go through with that enzyme.
Oh my
the
God!
The Prozac commercial.
Jesus, I wish I could have the outtakes of that. Oh my God, Lummy! All right, Lummy, let's just. Now that we're past the headline, can we get into what the story says now?
There's a teammate, Connor Barwin.
Are you reading it or paraphrasing?
Paraphrasing.
It's much easier for you, right?
Well, yeah, it's a big article.
All right.
Connor Barwin went on a radio show. And
now, who's Connor Barwin?
He's a former teammate of Nick Foles in Philadelphia.
All right, so Connor Bartholomew goes on the radio.
And he talks about his legendary status. They asked who had the biggest wiener in the locker room, and he said that it's well known from his days at Arizona that Nick has about a 9-incher while walking around from the shower.
Thank you,
Lummy speaking spell.
Thank you.
Thank you for the verification that Nick Foles has one of the largest penises in the NFL.
That's our quarterback, by the way.
Tom Brady has a big one.
Yeah, right. Not nine soft. You wish.
I mean, I want you to Google, does Tom Brady have nine soft?
No one's ever. People say a
nine
lot of good,
soft?
People say a lot of good things about Tom Brady, but nobody has ever talked about him
nine
being
soft.
Hung like Nick Foles.
Let's just call that nine soft.
It's not nine. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a normal guy, like, you know, maybe two or three, like, you know, like everybody else.
I think two or three is large.
It is, yeah.
I mean, if I'm visible.
I'll tell you what, though.
I mean, if you can just see it, that's me laying nice.
I guarantee you Tom Brady took a shower in a bathing suit after that game last night because he was all acorned out after that fourth down play.
Yeah, you could be laying nine, you know, soft, and that performance would acorn you.
Yeah, I'd go in a bathing suit.
So let me do this. Is there any reports as to what size penis Tom Brady has?
No, they said Gronkowski came out and said it's not as nice as his. And...
Wait, no, hold on.
What does that headline say?
Gronk throws shade at Tom Brady's penis. It's not as nice as mine.
Nice. I can see that.
Nice.
I can see that.
Nice. Like, I mean, what does nice mean?
Gronk's probably got a nice presentation. It's probably all. It's
I mean, Gronk's 6'7", so he's probably.
It's way bigger than Brady's.
I don't know. Brady's 6'5".
Brady is 6'5"?
No.
6'4". Yeah.
No.
Let me, my statistician over there, Tom Brady is currently 6'5".
He's 6'4", but
wow,
he could be 6'5".
Let me, don't make everything, you know, stop. You have to agree with me on everything. If he's 6'4", he's 6'4", Lummy.
He's 6'4".
Tell us about bowling last night. What happened, buddy?
We swept.
He's the weak link on his team, and he has been for a while, and he feels like they're getting ready to kick him off.
For real, Lummy?
Yeah.
Well, I bowled a good second game.
But Lummy, don't you have any star power there? I got to think that.
Yeah,
I got to think, you know, you might be the worst bowler, but the boys might keep you around just because you're Lummy. I mean, you're Lummy.
Yeah, I mean, my face is on the shirt. And I'm going to the bathroom. A fan was there and said, Bub Army. He was down there playing with another
guy. Did you guys exchange handshakes while at the urinal?
Well, he was outside the bathroom when I was walking up, and he gave me his business card. He's a lawyer.
He's
a young guy. Yeah, young.
And he listens to the show.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he gave me his card and said,
Does he listen? Well, by what means? He's a Tampa guy, Tampa lawyer. By what means? How does he get us?
He listens on 820 and then goes back sometimes and listens to the replay on Bub Army Radio.
Oh, so he's even that in depth.
Yeah.
When did he give you his card?
Are you sure you're not lying about this?
I got it.
Does this not sound too good to be true?
This is just like Lummy's friends with the guy that owns all those Popeyes.
Yeah.
Lummy,
I wish he would call in. Hopefully he does.
Was he waiting outside the bathroom when you got done to give you his card?
Well, no, his lane was right by the bathroom. And when I was walking up, he's like, Lummy, Bub Army. And did like a little wave.
Was he hot?
He was actually an attractive lawyer.
Okay. Well, I mean, if he's familiar with the show.
He's probably in his 30s.
He would know that we don't need a lawyer?
No, familiar with the show and you listen to it and Anna just asked that, then, you know, Anna's trying. Like, you got a chance with Anna because I think the lawyer thing kind of piped her up a little bit.
Yeah, his law office is in St. Pete, so.
Well, you have his card. You can look up his face in Facebook, right?
Lummy, why don't you look him up? Maybe if he's single.
Hold on.
See if we can get Anna the Pred on a deal.
What if he was trying to get with Lummy? What if that's why he gave Lummy his card?
If he listens to the show, he knows Lummy's taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's gonna. He knows what Lummy's into.
Should we call the Chicago show today and say, listen, you know what? We're a bunch of loudmouth hill jacks down here. We're so sorry. The guy from Chicago said all along the Bears are going to win. You did. You kicked our ass. What do you want us to say about it?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Jay Hood's going to own you.
Be like, Jay Hood, I'll sit here and take an ass whipping from you, kid. You know. I was bragging about how good we were.
I know. You were just
being a little boastful.
Yeah. No,
being a little funny.
Is it worse when you lose by just one point?
And then Tom Brady doesn't know what down it is to end the game, yeah.
I think it's worse when you have 100.
That was at the very end of the game?
I
think it's worse when you have 11 penalties for 109 yards.
I don't know what that means.
Three times those penalties took you out of scoring out of the red zone.
Okay.
I think Bruce Arians needs to go back to some fundamental football here because it's a bunch of mistakes.
Did you see, I don't know if they showed on the 12-minute highlight video you watched, did you see where Khalil Mack hip-tossed Tristan Wirfs?
No, I wish I would have seen it.
The rookie tackle, he
Like Reggie White hip tossed him?
He sacked Tom Brady, and then worse was still on him, and then he essentially gave this kid a hip toss. It was the most unbelievable feat of strength I've seen on the football field.
Khalil Mack seems like sometimes he's kind of maybe just isn't into it.
Well, they can take him.
When he's dialed in, he's scary.
But he's the focal point of the defense. So, I mean, teams take him out. They'll triple team him. They'll throw another guy in there, a third guy to chip him. I mean, they'll do whatever they can to stop him.
Where do you play college ball at?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo. Really?
Yep. And then, he got two sacks last night. So
anyway, Bucks got beat by 1 point. Was it by 1 point?
Yeah. And the Rays lost. So, bad night in Tampa.
Yeah.
But we still got the Stanley Cup sluts. I just want to remind everybody.
We still got the Stanley Cups, sluts.
Well, you know, after the Bolts won the Cup.
Still got the Cup, sluts. That's our new shirt, right?
And we still got the Cup, sluts. after the Bolts won the Cup, everybody's like, oh, the Rays are going to win the World Series, then the Bucks are going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm saying, it's hard to win championships. It doesn't just work like that. We don't just turn into Boston where every team just starts winning a championship.
Right, this ain't Boston, bitch.
Yeah, so it's hard. So last night, seeing both teams lose, you know, just makes us hug our Stanley Cup even tighter.
Jones, that's a great start. Brady is taken down. Khalil.
Look at that.
Wow.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.